It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Khloe Kardashian denies that she ever cheated with Tristan Thompson when he was still with his ex, Jordan Craig. Khloe says that after finding out about Jordan, who was pregnant at the time, she was reluctant to continue seeing Tristan Thompson, but that he pleaded with her that the relationship was over before they met. This comes after court documents filed by Jordan against Tristan Thompson said that he was cheating on her 1 month after he found out she was pregnant. Khloe said, "I pray my truth is, in fact, that. Lord knows I pray, but now I really don't know what to believe. Looks like he was probably lying to Khloe, shocker, and was still dating this chick. And Khloe had no idea."
That sucks.
Cuba Gooding Jr. has been accused of groping a woman's breasts in a New York City nightclub over the weekend and will reportedly turn himself into NYPD's sex crimes unit. He will most likely be arrested and booked on a misdemeanor charge of forcible touching. Cuba Gooding Jr. says the woman's claims are false and says, "I trust the system and I'm going to let the process speak for itself." Another person being accused of sexual assault is actually Kenny Rogers.
What?
And I don't usually play the music when I talk about like cases like this because I don't want you to be like, "Oh, I love this song. He couldn't have done it." But I just know that a lot of people listening may not remember who Kenny Rogers is, so that's why I wanted to play this for you. So this woman says that Kenny Rogers sexually assaulted her during a movie audition in 1990. The woman met Rogers through a family friend. She said shortly after meeting him, he kept calling and begging her to come out to New York City to audition for a role, which she agreed to do. She said the two talked for a while, but that Kenny Rogers grabbed her inappropriately and tried to kiss her. The woman said before she left, he threatened her to be quiet because he had power in Hollywood and could keep her from being an actress. The woman said she just wants Rogers to apologize to her for what he did. He has not been seen in public since April of 2018 when bladder cancer forced him to cancel his tour.
God, that... I know this. I'm glad everybody comes forward with these things. They really happen. Like, you totally should say something. It just sucks to think of, like, why are so many people that, for whatever reason, thought at one time it was okay to do these things? Like, whether you're a movie person, a musician, like, just a regular Joe, an average Joe, like... What the hell's wrong with you to think you can touch somebody and that's okay? I don't get that.
Dave Matthews revealed that he used to have knives thrown at him as a magician's assistant and was even lit on fire.
I did get knives thrown at me, but it wasn't like for a prolonged period. But it was a little while I did work with this guy, Dave Vanderveer. Yeah, they were heavy knives, but he was pretty accurate. I don't think he wanted to kill me, but they, you know, they'd go in the wall around me, sticking to the wall. We also used to do, he lit me on fire. We do a thing, but not all of me, like just the arm of my shirt.
What the? No
way. I know, isn't that wild?
I'm not going to get hit in the face with a knife.
He's always kind of lived on the edge like that, though.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.